This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars. Here we go. We back in the building. Another week of hijinks and America and booty hoes. Let's introduce everybody.
I'm Dan Frigolette, comedian.
I went right for you, Dan, when I said booty holes.
Yeah.
You felt that magic?
Yeah, that's literally what I'm doing. I just one of the other guests here, Tracy, just told me that I need to unfollow all the booty holes on Instagram, which is, it's a sad day in my life.
Okay, well, maybe she's right. Well, tell people who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Frigolette. I'm a comedian. I got the Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour and Porn Stars Are People podcast.
Stop telling people that lie. Porn stars are not people.
So
they're things
like
to
you
put your penis in. Stop pretending. Nikki?
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick Novicki. I'm an actor, comedian, producer.
Nicolos.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome back. Now, you living in L.A. now, right?
I live in L.A.
You sellout nigga.
That's right.
You left us back here. You went sunshine all day, all night.
Exactly. I come here, first day back, boom, rains the whole
day. Horrifying, yeah.
Stuck outside.
Horrifying day.
Yeah, we got our seasons over here. That's what we do. Trey?
Tracy Carnazzo. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Trixie2Zini. And I have Teen Mom Trash Talk Podcast and 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk Podcast.
Nice. The 90 Day Fiancé. I think Yamanika does something on that too.
Yeah, she's into it too.
It's fucking funny, that show.
Greatest show in the world.
Now that last name, how dirty wop are we talking?
It's pretty bad.
What's
78%
What's it again? Your last name?
My last name is Carnazzo.
Carnazzo. Now, is that Italian? Sicilian?
Sicilian.
There we go.
78%.
I can smell it on there. I smell ethnicities.
What's the rest?
The 12 is Greek.
What did you do? You did a
I did Ancestry, and I did 23andMe.
You mailed your DNA into the internet.
I mailed it.
Weren't you scared that somebody in your family is going to get arrested for some crime they did back in the day because you out here giving your DNA to the government?
Sherrod, you're getting very Godfather too on us here.
You heard about that story where the girl gave her DNA and her father got arrested for killing some girl 20 years ago because they tracked it through.
And you know what? He was a murderer.
He was a murderer.
Yeah.
So if like they came and got your uncle, you wouldn't give a fuck because he
That's beautiful.
So what did Ancestry.com tell you? So you Greek and Sicilian?
Greek and Sicilian, that's it. I was much more Sicilian than I thought I was. My mother always claimed that we were part Irish, and she would make corned beef
and cabbage.
Yeah,
get that bullshit out of here. You ain't no Northern Italian.
And she would be like, we have to make corned beef and cabbage every St. Patrick's Day. And I'd be like, Mom, I don't think we're Irish.
She
would go with it. And then we did the test. And she did the test. And I was like, see, we're not Irish. And she's like, well, maybe you're not Irish.
Or she was still Irish.
Was she upset?
Yeah, she was super upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows because that Sicilian is dark.
Yeah.
There's some darkness in you.
Right.
A Mediterranean.
A little bit, yeah.
Just as black as everybody else.
A little olive.
Just as black as everybody.
Dan, are you Sicilian?
I think so. Well, I know.
Look at that skin on him. He's something.
Yeah. Well, so my skin is my grandma's skin. We don't know. We don't have any paperwork at grandma, so we don't know.
So
where she
it sounds like she's Sicilian already.
Yeah.
Sounds like she might be your. She might be fucking. I don't know. That might be African if they're trying to lose all the records on her.
Right.
That's the DNA test right there. It's gonna get you in trouble.
It's no paperwork.
Grandma
no
doesn't
paperwork.
Have paperwork.
No paperwork.
They know what grandma is, don't they, Nick? They know what grandma is. God damn it. Here come Derek Gaines joining the party. Yeah.
Derek Gaines.
Yeah, look at Derek. It's his birthday, too, or some shit.
Man. Is it your birthday?
Today?
Happy birthday, Derek Gaines.
Matt was telling me, right?
Till he gets me.
Good to see you, buddy.
Till he gets Mike.
Oh, yes. I got to get you a tape. Yes. Let me get you a mic, too. I'll tell Matt. This is right here. I'll get a mic for you. So what's up, D? How was the party last night? Was it a party or?
It was a show. It was a show and party. Is this even on?
Right.
Yeah, you're good.
It was a show slash party. All my closest friends got up, did 5 minutes apiece, and Jeff and David Tell dropped by.
Yeah.
That was cool. Made me look all kinds of cool because everybody in the crowd was like, how the fuck you know them? And then, then Michael Che was there, and then everybody was like, oh, my God, happy birthday, and a bunch of mob motherfuckers was out beside the front taking pictures.
Okay.
All the white comics was jealous. I was just fucking around.
You're not fucking around. That's real.
That's what actually happened.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, huh?
So wait a minute. So it was a show too, right? So
it was
a show and a party.
It was a show and a party.
New stand on 16th.
New stand.
16th Street. Yeah.
It's dope.
How you like that stage? That's a good stage.
Good stage. Kill box. It's an actual kill box because they got like soundproof windows. So you don't really hear the bar shaking the tequilas and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, fucking. And then it's just the way it's low ceilings. It's really conducive for some jokes.
Okay.
If you really try to tell some chuckles.
I had about six shows there so far.
About the same, yeah. Me too.
It's a good time.
I was there last night too. Right, I didn't even know.
Yeah, we was right downstairs.
Yeah.
They put the niggas downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, glad. I was just pointing. Don't look at my point. I'm just talking to Matt off camera. But, yeah, so. First of all, well, the presidential debate was last night.
Oh, shit.
Dan, I know you're a big fan of Trump. You don't have to go ahead and say it in front of people. I know you are. But did you watch any of the debate?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. But it matters, guys.
Does it matter?
Don't you vote?
I always vote.
Okay,
then
it matters.
I vote for the smallest thing. I can see the RB. Biggest thing.
Right. It's on the internet. I can see it.
Yeah.
You can see what?
I can go watch it. It's like you don't have to see it.
You don't have to see it same real time.
That's not making the change.
But you know you ain't going back and rewatching it, nigga. I get the highlights
on my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's still somebody else telling you what to think about.
Well,
what
what's the takeaway? You watched it.
I thought some people did well. I heard Bernie did well. I think Bernie did well. He was shutting some people down last night.
Well, he got Cardi B on his side, so I guess he's the popular vote.
That's what your vote. Okay, your vote.
He's the popular vote. Okay. But we got a whole bunch of bench warmers this time, right? It ain't really like a bunch of motherfuckers we really looking forward to.
Well,
right?
that's what this stage is, right? We're so far out. It's just gonna be a bunch of people we don't remember.
So is it like the first week in American Idol?
It's a beauty pageant. Everybody comes out, and you know.
How's it going, sir? Introduce yourself. You got a microphone?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Greg D'Alessandro.
Okay, D'Alessandro.
Yeah. Where's that taking filthy, over this
where that
thing?
Filthy wop name came
hey,
from?
It's done.
Shine's taking into over.
Greg D'Alessandro.
Turn into a goddamn spaghetti commercial in here. Yeah. Now, what do you do, man?
I'm the CEO, editor-in-chief of Weekly World News, which we're bringing back. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Weekly World News.
Boy,
okay, yes.
Yeah, this is like a supermarket tabloid.
Oh, like tabloids?
Yeah.
I love tabloids.
What year is
that? Passing around a table.
What year is the Bat Boy?
Check it out.
What year is that?
That's Bat Boy came out in like 1993,
1994. So where's he at?
These are all true stories.
Where's he at now, you mean?
Yeah.
He's here. Can we bring him out?
Oh, no, Bat Boy.
I don't know what a nigga is.
What year was that?
I want to know.
No, Bat Boy was here last night.
Can we get
night.
Another mic?
I mean, it is online that he was here last night.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You noticed.
Bat Boy was what now?
Bat Boy was here last night.
He was?
Yeah, the FBI came over here last night. And FBI, Bat Boy was hanging in the club. And they pulled him out.
You full of shit.
Are you drunk right now? Are you drunk on my show,
no,
sir?
No, I am swearing to
what club?
God.
I'm so confused.
What club?
Who's Bat Boy?
Okay, let's breathe. Okay.
There was a comic named Blaustein, right?
Okay.
Mike Blaustein.
Right? And Steve Marshall was here last night.
Oh, see, I know Steve.
Yeah, they're right. Bat Boy was in the corner, and the FBI was outside. They'd been watching around town to see where Bat Boy was, and he wasn't in the club.
What did he do?
He was in the corner of the club.
Now, is Bat Boy now Bat Grandfather because the nigga's 85 years old?
No. Bat Boy doesn't age like that.
Bat Boy doesn't age like that.
Yeah. No.
So you're his caretaker.
Maybe it's because I only do porn podcasts, but that looks like that's a different pose than I thought. He's about to take the shot right there.
Oh,
he's
going to
take that winning shot.
Yeah, he's
ready for
West Virginia, though.
Yeah,
he's from West Virginia.
Yeah, right.
So let me get this straight again.
This is weeklyrealnews.com. If you go on, you'll see there is a story about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm
why is he wanted by the FBI?
Yeah, for being a bat?
Because he's a mutant. People don't, scared.
Like an X-Men.
Right? You
know,
you got
to leave him alone.
Here.
You got to leave him alone.
So you telling me that Bat Boy was on West 78th Street yesterday.
Last night, yeah.
At a comedy club.
Bat Boy
next to Europan.
Bat Boy was in
got himself
Central
a
Park
slice.
First.
He had a two-drink minimum.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
No, Bat Boy don't do that. No.
And then the FBI came and got him?
And
the FBI came and got him. The FBI had been after him for a long time. Sometimes they catch him, but he usually escapes.
I got to tell you,
away.
I feel so unsafe right now.
So he was hanging
out. I don't even know what's happening.
I don't know. I'm not even sure myself.
Who is Bat Boy? That's the thing. I'm
Who isn't Bat Boy?
You Bat Boy, motherfucker.
Bat Boy is you. Bat Boy is me. Bat Boy is a little bit inside of
someone
everyone.
Someone that's misunderstood. You know, people. He's half boy and half bat, right? And he's just.
How do you know it's half and half? Did you do his DNA?
He's misunderstood.
Did you send it to 23andMe?
So
that's
what you be talking to him?
No, he's just you know, people look at him and they don't accept him for
let's
all
get
years,
down
you know?
Let's get down to the meat and potatoes.
Let's go down.
If he's a bat boy, that means some dude fucked a bat.
Absolutely.
Or a woman fucked
a bat. That's true.
So what's the origin
story?
I think his dad
is still looking into that. Yeah. That's a good thing. We have a lot of investigative reporters
trying
to find out.
Yeah. Now, did you
a lot of investigative reporters trying to find out?
So you tell me the same age as you always been?
The one dude can't question.
He doesn't
that
boy, yeah,
absolutely.
So this is like crazy news. This is like crazy white people news.
No.
Is it like?
Why is it gotta be white people news?
No.
He's
white.
He's not even
bullshit.
Bad boy's not even.
No.
Come on.
Are y'all not hearing what we said? Oh, we don't know. He said every blanket statement there is. I want a goddamn answer, sir.
No, look. We are in the.
You know he don't age, and you know he's misunderstood, and he's mutant, and everybody's looking for him. How do you know all this? Are you talking to him personally?
Because he was found in this cave.
He is
in
Bat
West
Boy.
Virginia.
So you was in the cave.
What part of West
Virginia?
I wasn't
in the cave, but we have some people
found
in
him in the
cave. And then he went on the run.
Yeah. Same thing. We got a bunch of people in cages on a south border. Is they Bat Boys too?
No, but maybe Bat Boy should go down there. Bat Boy has also met like the last six presidents. On a Bat Boy. Has been
okay.
Has been, yeah, I don't know.
So you need to write a comic book or something.
No. It's not.
I see something going through your head right now, Dan. What are you thinking?
No, I'm just confused. I'm just trying to figure out.
You're skeptics. Yeah.
Well, what's the, all the? I don't understand how you have this much information, but then there's a lure. It's not a lure. It sounds like you got like 55 hours of interviews with this dude.
No, we've had over 400 stories written about this.
He speaks English.
So you know everything.
No, he doesn't speak.
He doesn't speak. So how do you have 55 hours of interviews?
What page is it? No, we have 55 hours of
looking at
him? 400.
55 hours. 55 hours. Wait a minute.
It's the same lady. She's talking for like 46
hours. 55
hours.
55.
There's all sorts of stories we have in here.
Scientists
groundbreaking stories. You know?
Astonishing Bat Boy
like
in West Virginia.
Let's see what we got.
The strange creature has enormous amber eyes and enables him to see in the dark and oversized ears. To work like radar.
This is like the Enquirer. This is Enquirer stuff.
No, this is not.
This is the Enquirer.
Even
this
stranger.
This is an offshoot of the Enquirer.
Dr. Ron Dillon says the boy communicates with high-pitched squeaks and squeals like bleep, bleep.
Yo,
like
this is a perfect interview
right.
for
that
you.
Right.
That was
that's
good.
Am I speaking bad?
That's right.
All
right.
Is that how you speak
bad?
Is that how
the fuck
you
speak
bad? You sound batty to me.
Huh?
Everyone in this fucking room is batty right now.
That sounds
pretty close.
It's a high frequency.
So I wouldn't do that too much because he might come running
might,
in here. Now, right?
Okay, I think I understand. No, okay,
Dr. Ron Dillon.
Okay, I think I'm understanding this a little more now.
Are you?
Yes.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. This is like some, you know, it's like the Enquirer type of stuff. It's kind of like, you know, I get it.
No, okay. The Enquirer is like J-Lo and like her new boyfriend.
But not in
like
the 80s, 90s. It used to be more
right.
alien
I worked
and
in,
bad
I worked
boy.
In, listen, I worked in a tanning salon for years.
Stop
I used
bragging.
To read the, hello.
Wait, that's, how is that
I used thing? To read the Enquirer okay. every single day. I used to read every single gossip magazine.
Okay.
I know about Bad Boy, but that was like a different, I don't know. It was a different time. But now you're telling me a lot of stories. Like, I feel like you're not being totally honest about Bad Boy.
Oh, the white man's telling us lies?
Look, this is what's happening.
That's something new.
We are in a post-fake news world, you think? Right? So you have you have the truth, you have the true story,
okay,
and then you have the fake news, right?
Okay.
Now things are coming around to what's really behind fake news is the truth.
So this is the truth. Let me summarize.
Yeah.
So because our president is calling every real piece of news fake, now fake
news becomes
real news.
Thank you. That's what I'm... Bravo.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's up or down no more.
Exactly. But this is not fake news, though.
So
that's
now
the
they
only
can
one
call
thing.
Fake
this is all
news
the real
news,
yes.
even though it's still the same bullshit.
Bat Boy's back.
I get
it. He's coming out with an album.
Yeah, Bat Boy is back. You know,
does
but
he
we have
do like a Jeepers Creepers thing? Does he like eat for like 333 days or the 33rd year or some shit like that? Is it like just he's just a bat?
You're into numerology now. You're into that?
No, I'm into fucking horror movies because this shit is stupid.
Yeah, you like it scary.
Did anybody take a picture of Bat Boy yesterday down here? Everybody got camera phones.
Camera phones.
Let me see on your camera phone.
It's on with
Bat Boy. He
doesn't
photograph.
It's right there.
Do you have anything about teen pregnancies or like the like the youngest girl that's given birth on this world news? Like that's the kind of stuff I'm into. I'm into
there's
like
a,
trash.
There's a three-legged girl that gave birth recently.
Three-legged
we don't have any.
You don't have
girl.
Any like who's the, like you don't report on like the youngest person to ever give birth?
No, we haven't had that yet.
The younger
we,
the better
we,
for
if
me.
If you would if you wanted
the youngest
if you want to look into that, that'd be great cuz we are looking for
three-legged
some
girl.
The youngest three-legged woman that ever gave birth.
So where
she was 35.
Look for three-legged Wait. Girl giving birth.
No, there's a story about a three-legged
fantasies.
Where's the
horse shit white
fantasies?
Abraham Lincoln was a babe.
All right,
got that.
What's the name of the publication again?
Weekly World News.
And it's back Weekly now. World. Now it's a big company.
No, no, no.
Come back? Or it's been out?
It's September 3rd. We're coming back. September 3rd.
Yeah. If you need me to source you materials, I got you.
You got
it? Yeah, okay. I'm pretty good.
Well, we're looking for tips Weekly World News tips at gmail.com.
Listen, I will, I'll tip you off to a lot of things.
Yeah, you got tips. Like, we were looking in
the
Garden of Eden. Okay. Which was found in Thailand recently outside Chiang Mai, right?
Okay.
So inside a massage?
Inside that cave where those boys were in Thailand?
but then they looked into it and it really wasn't in Thailand. Okay. It's in Wyoming. They found it in Wyoming.
That's where the Garden of Eden is. Wyoming, America.
Yes, and they found an apple and it had two bites out of it. That was something they found.
It was preserved.
Because it hangs
preserved,
on that
Yeah. So there's all sorts of things that we are looking into.
Well, that's fascinating stuff. I mean, we're definitely going to take a look into it.
Yeah.
Fascinating. White man gets away with a lot of stuff.
No, but that's the thing. It's been in the domain of a lot of the white man has been looking into these kinds of stories.
I believe maybe like 2% might be. Listen, even if 2% is true of any of it.
Yeah, of any of it.
That's wild.
Wild.
If 1% is true.
Yeah.
It's a wild thing.
Well, it's all true.
Well, there are people saying like right now that Prince is alive. There's
I know that's true.
I saw him at the Stop and Shop
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then getting purple shit.
Key Foods.
He liked drinking purple stuff from the fucking Sunny Beach commercial.
People used to talk about Elvis all the time, but really it's Prince is now showing up.
Also, Elvis is alive. Horse shit is in here, too.
Yeah, but, you know. Did 9/11 happen? Now Elvis is dead. Okay. After all,
oh, he's dead now. So
now
he died last week.
He's still with us.
He died
the
like
ghost
last
of
week.
Elvis is
Michael
right.
Jackson hangs out in Times Square, man.
That's
so that's all.
About three of them.
Really? So wait, what's your?
If you
this
shave,
is your publication? You're the guy.
I'm the editor in chief.
There's a reason I shave. I look for it.
The new one.
So where can people find the publication? Where can they find it?
Well, weeklyworldnews.com right now, and then we're gonna have the paper out in New York, L.A.
Okay.
First start there.
You're gonna print. You're gonna print the paper.
We are going to print the paper again. Yeah.
They're going backwards.
Yeah. So print journalism is alive and well.
It's making a comeback. You can thank Batboy for that.
No, real journalism. We're bringing back real journalism.
Yeah,
real journalism.
Confusion.
Yeah. It's like the X-Files.
Real journalism.
Yeah. Right? Real. That's real.
I like it.
It looks good, yeah.
I gotta Google some of this information. I gotta see if Batboy is in custody because I don't want to be walking the streets with some bat nigga walking around biting.
Bat nigga.
You actually were in the news today too. We were launching against September 3rd, but there were a couple articles today on the site, and you're in one of the articles.
Yeah,
they did some investigative research.
Yeah,
there's a story today.
I've always got a story out there.
This is a big story.
There's a story. Batboy sighting at Stand Up Comedy Club.
Yeah, but there's another
That's
one
what
there.
I'm looking up.
There's another one there.
Batboy sighting.
You found it?
There's another story up there.
Was he in his stealing jokes?
I see Batboy the musical. Oh, shit.
No. There's a musical.
Oh, the nigga on the come up?
Yeah,
he got
a musical out, y'all. Batboy got a musical.
I saw you last night. Sherrod, I saw you in the village hanging out. You're like, nothing crazy happened. Come to find out, he was hanging out with Batboy
all
until
night.
Like 4 in the morning.
Well, Batboy got good weed. I ain't going to lie to you.
Batboy got the good stuff, see? Make you fly.
Now, what's your name again, sir?
My name's Greg D'Alessandro.
Greg D'Alessandro.
There you go. That's a story.
I felt really good when you brought another Italian on. Now it's all fucked up.
Yeah. I feel safer, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Look at this story. I'm a shorty's running mate in a presidential election.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They put... Yo, wait. This is 3 hours ago? This is when you called them to come on the podcast?
How did they know?
I don't know.
How did they know? She did a great job last night, too. Well, we got to get back to that debate.
You would be the perfect person.
I mean, you know, I am what America needs at once. Oh, that's from one of the TV shows, Black and White. So they got a whole story about me and Shorty being a running
mate.
That's so
funny. There you go.
That's great. Why is that? How is that on the same level as Batboy at Stand Up New York?
I see that.
Because
I
got the same pull with those readers.
This is news. This is all news. You know, reporters going out and digging.
Okay.
Find real stories, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. And what's the website you said? You have a website?
WeeklyWorldNews.com.
WeeklyWorldNews.com.
Yeah, we are looking for more investigative reporters and tips like they do in the Drudge Report.
Okay.
WeeklyWorld weeklyworldtips@gmail.com.
So. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're a good man.
Thanks so much.
We'll check it out.
Thank you.
Have you got any pictures of Bat Boy downstairs stealing jokes? I like to see them.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to bring her in on your chair now.
Okay, thank you so much. Mental illness is alive and well.
Stay good.
Tracy, what, are you not a believer? Come on, Trey.
I thought he was going to be with us the whole time.
Pregnancy, trash. I like a lot of white trash.
What, Bat Boy ain't white trash?
No, he's bat trash, apparently.
Bat Boy's doing the open mic downstairs right now. What is he doing, like a five?
He was ordered in the room to see what competition he had. That's where he was here last night.
He's working out this.
See if his bit's going to work on his debut.
It's hard being a bat boy. You guys don't get it.
Debuting.
Just the other day.
I flew in and my wings are tired. Hi, guys.
Let her introduce herself, Derek.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm Jalen.
Yes.
Jalen, how you doing?
Tell them what you do, Jalen.
I do a couple things. Well, I personal assist. Yes. I event coordinate. I'm a SIT.
What's the SIT?
Socialite in training.
There we go.
I like that.
I looked up the definition.
Okay.
And it's literally a person.
Stay on that microphone. Keep that mic on you.
Okay, so.
You hold the microphone like it's incense.
Burning sage. Stop burning sage with the mic.
Honestly, the way that, like.
Blessings, peace.
Like,
let's go.
The fact that I literally like burned incense this morning.
See, I know it.
No, but yeah, like pretty much like a socialite is literally just a person who is known by other people, and they like social events and entertainment.
Yeah. So why do you need training?
In training because I'm not known by a whole bunch of people. So.
But we're gonna change that now. You're on Race Wars now. We're gonna change all that.
I know, right? Things are happening, guys.
Now you live. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon.
Yes. Yes. Mount Vernon.
Everybody's got stories there, I guess.
We all been up there looking for booty.
Yes, born and raised Mount Vernon, New York.
You went to high school there as well?
No, I went to Valhalla. High School.
You went to a Viking school?
Yes, honestly, we are the Valhalla Vikings.
Where is that? Where's Valhalla?
From here?
Yeah, like where is it located?
Like an hour up.
It's upstate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just literally like an hour up.
So was it north of Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 25 minutes from Mount Vernon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it all girls or some nonsense?
Oh, no, I did that. I did that in middle school. Did the whole like all
girls
school.
Did you ever go to all girls situation?
No, I went to Catholic school, but it wasn't all girls.
Okay, I'm with the Catholic school as well.
I went to St. Francis Prep.
Yeah, I know the prep girls. Yeah, they're a freak over there.
It was pretty fun.
They'll take it in the booty, not the cooch.
We had a lot of, we had little phone booths in the basement.
Oh, like old school?
Yeah.
We did too, the wood ones.
And
we
used to be able to close them all the way. I'm just
saying. That's crazy. That's the same shit we had in our school. Crazy.
Where'd you go?
I went to Bishop Lachlan, but in the basement we had like the old wood phone booths from back in the day.
It was
nice.
We
used to go in there and get their dry hump on. We hugged a lot.
Well, that's weird because we used to
What that's for?
We used to hug.
Y'all used to hug?
Yeah, we used to just like fall in love in the phone booth. Yeah. So.
Hugging.
And they're talking and hugging?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
We're getting to know
she's
each other.
A different generation.
Glass?
Yep.
No glass.
We was finger blasting.
A little bit of glass.
We was already up to finger blasting by the time I got to the
public school.
Now kids are just going in there and Snapchatting in there.
In the stairwell.
Fuck it in the stairwell, public school. I don't know what y'all did. But when you get money from the state, the taxes paying for you to go to school, y'all fuck in the stairwell. You understand that? I don't know what y'all had boobs and shit. We had after school stairwell.
It was one stairwell, so like H stairwell.
The A stairwell. Yeah. The A stairwell.
Everybody had one.
I didn't pay to go to school. I actually got a full scholarship. It's not a big deal.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
You know, I didn't.
Well, you also didn't pay to go to school either, so.
Well, I didn't because I was at public school. So I see what you did.
That was I didn't have public school.
We are the same, Derek.
I saw what you did there.
We are the same.
Oh, I didn't pay. I didn't.
Yeah. How was your school up there now? Was it half white, half black, all black, all West Indian black? What we got?
All heart-shaped shades?
All heart-shaped shades.
When I was in, Mount Vernon, that was like, honestly, it was all black.
Right.
Like, there was one Spanish kid, and he was super cool.
Right. But y'all knew where he was at all times, though, didn't you?
I'm going to Mount Vernon.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Honestly, my best friend. My best friend's into it, too. So we hang out there a lot. So,
it's
but
nice.
No, yeah, Valhalla was pretty much, like, it's pretty much white. There was a little, like, enough Spanish.
So it was like a culture class. So you came from mostly black neighborhood, and you went to this school that was all mostly white.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Did they chase y'all anytime? So other black people from your neighborhood went there?
It was really interesting because like I kind of moved there. I didn't even know Valhalla when I moved there.
Right. Okay.
But then when I got there, there were so many people from Mount Vernon.
Okay.
Like specifically Mount Vernon.
Right.
And then there was like one kid from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Interesting.
But it was like, it was cool though because like we were all really close. Like my graduating class was 88 people. So like.
Damn,
it was a
I
really
had sex my morning.
It's only 88 people. So we're all still really cool,
go
even
Valhalla.
Now.
Nick, where you go to school? You went to high school where?
In New Haven, Connecticut.
You up
right
in
outside.
Eagle.
Yeah.
New Haven. Did you get a scholarship?
It's public, man.
Yeah, public.
Loser.
Society from the state. Scholarship from the state, man.
Gang, boy.
That's how you do. State trash. All of us. Straight garbage. Anyway.
And Danny, what about you? Where'd you go to school?
Upstate New York. Syracuse.
That's college. Oh. What high school?
No, no, no. It's high school in,
oh, you
in
the,
Baldwinsville, New York. Yeah, I'm
you grew up
there.
Up there?
Yeah,
Baldwinsville.
Yeah, yeah.
Who grows up in Syracuse?
New York, baby.
Baldwinsville.
All the people. We all do. No, it's dope. It was cool. It was so there was the city schools that those were predominantly black, and then there was the suburb schools predominantly white, and now and by predominantly I mean
all. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. We had two families. Basically.
Two black families.
Basically, that was it. And no Spanish people. I knew one half Jewish kid. That was the vibe.
Boy, did y'all throw rocks at him, didn't you?
Yo, and I didn't even identify as Italian because of that. It was just everybody was just we were just all white.
Black and white. Yeah, white. Yeah,
just white people.
Oh,
so we didn't even.
We
really,
had some black people. In
I didn't
high
have
school.
Any Italian like identity until almost college when I started reaching out to some of these groups. These are people that gave me scholarship money.
So all these white people were what, like Catholics or Protestants?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, there was two big Catholic churches. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else. I think some Lutherans.
Mm. Were they Irish white? Is it Irish?
I don't know.
A couple Amish.
I don't know. Lutherans. I gotta go back to the yearbook. We just didn't give a fuck. We were just up there.
I know what y'all would have gave a fuck about. Right. As soon as some black kids got busted.
Yeah.
That's when that not giving a fuck changes real fast.
For sure.
Don't be the soul train line of hate.
Sure. We had a horrible football team.
We had a football team. That's why we had black people in our school.
Yeah,
the football team?
Yeah, it was basically we were very like sports driven, so that's you were like, Yeah,
so
you don't live anywhere near here.
So our track team was dope. Yeah. We had a middle distance and distance team that was dope, and then we started having to recruit for sprinters. We needed sprinters and we needed hurdlers.
Yeah,
and
I needed blacks.
So we needed black people.
Your basketball team must have sucked too.
We started buying black people, so we bought them. Because where we lived in this town, we bought our Negroes to play. Like,
so let me get this straight.
Derek got a phone call.
I'm just telling you what happened. I'm not.
Yeah. He's not condoning it, but he is.
I'm not changing the narrative. I'm just telling you what happened.
So they just bust people in for the track team.
No. So whatever it was, our couple, we literally like we had four athletes, and it was and that they ran track, they ran football. That was
all
it.
The black people in your school
all the black
was on
people
a team.
Got to be on the team.
They got to be on the team. They are the team.
Are the team. And then we got weird.
Wasn't any black kids there that wasn't playing sports?
I don't think
not
so.
In my school.
No, he was not.
That is beautifully race wars podcast.
That's beautifully race wars.
We had, and that was the thing. Well, the way our school, it wasn't huge, but so we couldn't, every other graduating class around that was suburbs was like 1,000 kids in each graduating class. Ours was like 385. And so we didn't really have the numbers to compete with anybody.
Right.
And so we had two kids who were seven, we had two white dudes who were 7 feet tall. And so the basketball coach would just walk around the halls and try to recruit these two motherfuckers for years. And if you're 7 foot tall and you're like in high school, you don't even know how to use your body yet. You
but if
I mean?
You don't play basketball, you are the whitest person on the planet. Because a nigga 7 feet tall, you ain't got no choice.
Right.
They're going to throw you a ball.
Right.
They were unbelievable chess players.
You don't get to be a scientist at a 7 foot tall nigga.
No, and then the two dudes who are 7 foot have weird lives now. Because you're 7 foot tall and you're walking around and you never play basketball. People look at you like you wasted their dream.
Yes. I look at when I see tall white dudes.
It's fucked up.
Even now, I'm not a short girl. Like, I'm 5'6".
Right.
But when I see a tall girl who's right. not doing something that I wanted to do,
yeah.
I'm like, how dare you disrespect me this way?
Right. Cold shit.
Like, how dare you?
That's cool. So you got, I'm 6'3". I just made the cut before waist of a nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm 6'3". Like, if I would have went 6'4", I would play ball.
Yeah, 6'3". Yeah, you're right.
I would right away.
You're right.
I can't play spades.
Yeah.
Nope. I just learned how to play dominoes 4 years ago. Like, I'm, you know, so, yeah. I just made the cut, y'all.
You really did.
Thank y'all for having me here on The Wars.
That is the truest shit. That's the truest shit. Whenever I see somebody like 6'4 and better and then play ball, I'm like, nigga, your height could have sent me to college.
Right.
Like, you could have sent me to college.
Stingy motherfucker. It would have killed you to rebound.
You fucking up for the culture.
Yeah, but actually, the 2 7-foot boys, they never played ball in school.
No, they would try. They tried it for a little bit, but it was like even when they, because they were always ahead of the pack, right? So like even when we were in like middle school, they were like 6'4", 6'5",
right.
And then they kept growing. So even then they found out, they're like, we can't play. Two dudes couldn't play. One of the dudes,
21.
Both of the dudes were like under 250 pounds at that height. So that's right. Like, that's their shape. That was their size.
Right. Like, and they were skinny.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So they were skinny. Like,
put that nigga down low. Just put your arms up, goof.
Right.
But they going to get cracked, though.
Yum.
What was the name
dudes
of that guy?
That tall and that skinny, they going to get cracked. They frail.
What was the guy that played in the NBA in the 90s? George Murison?
Yeah,
that guy was a character, man.
Yeah.
He had that mustache, and he was just kind of...
He looked like a detective. His face looked like he had giantism, that guy.
Yeah.
He did that Billy Crystal movie, right?
Yeah. My Giant?
Yeah, My Giant.
Called My Giant. Yeah, it is fucked up, isn't it?
Because when you are that big, like, nothing on earth is made for you.
Yeah.
Cars, houses.
Yo, even I had a 6'6 roommate, 350 pounds, was like basically the size of a door. There was 3 cars he could buy. Those were his choices for cars.
Imagine a toilet. If you gotta sit down on the toilet, you a big 7-foot motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Now you gotta hover above that motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh.
Brutal.
I like an ogre.
You like one?
Yeah,
like
I like
you like a big
yeah.
boy,
yeah.
Who's the tallest dude you dated?
6'5".
Was he white?
Really? Yes.
This conversation's over.
Yeah. How tall are you? I'm 5'6" and a half. It's
really?
Not a big deal.
Okay.
He was 6'5", he was a big boy.
6'5". I mean, most of my most of them are over, like 6'4 and over. 6'4,
you like
6'5".
What? Is it comforting to have a big?
I think so. It makes me feel thin.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why does height make you feel
It's just
thin?
Like everything. Like, you're a big monster. I'm a little baby.
Yeah. Yes. And she's not. Like he was falling off of this nigga. I'm a little baby.
Like the end of Die Hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's also I was with this guy for like 17 years, and
wow.
He was like
one
person for 17 years.
Yeah,
nigga, you 18 years old.
I've never even heard that story.
How old were you when this bullshit happened?
Like 13, 14 years old.
13.
Yeah.
So you dated him from then to like
30? Well, I mean,
listen,
here's the thing. I didn't date him. Like, he got married in between. He had a kid in between.
Oh,
like, but we were fucking for 17 years.
Through his marriage?
Through his marriage, through my boy, like whoever it was like, I don't really care.
Right.
Because if you saw what was going on there, it was like, yeah, I mean, you're going to fuck him anyway.
He was one of the 7-footers from Albany.
He was 6'5". And I guess it's like the first penis I ever saw in my life.
Right.
And I just thought.
Other than your dad's when you walked in that room that time.
That was one time.
Okay.
I just thought that that's what penises looked like. And then, like, when we would split up and I would go out there and fuck
penis.
All his friends, I would be like, this is not what it, like, you don't have a full-grown penis. And now it's like, I feel like my life is ruined. Like, I can definitely say, like, he ruined my life.
You can't go back to smaller penises after you got the monsters, like, we've been passing
Yeah,
around.
I just feel like, I thought that that's what life was like. I thought it was all like that.
Then you come back and you
And then I came back because it was like, hey, I'm so sorry that I was mad that you cheated on me. Let's try to make this work.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course you could fuck my friend.
He has a beautiful penis. Everybody needs to share that penis.
Well, see, and then I got to the
selfish
point
girls.
Where me and my best friend, when she would get like upset about guys, I'd be like, hey.
Just go fuck him.
Do you need my boyfriend to come over? And she'd be like, hey, can you stop trying to make me fuck your boyfriend?
You're a good
and
friend.
I would be like, hey, do me a favor. Like, hit on her. Here's her phone number.
No
and
shit.
And he would hit on her. And she would be like, Tracy, I know what you're doing. Like, stop this. And I'm like, honestly, if you just slept with him one time, like, you wouldn't even care about anything that happened in your life.
No shit.
Like, that's I didn't care. I was carefree.
Wait, where's he now? Where's he now?
He's got like 12 kids.
Sure.
He's garbage. He's like, honestly, he's an awful.
gold.
No, honestly, like he's like an awful human being, and he recently
Darwinism.
Hit me up.
He doesn't have to be a good person.
No, exactly.
He just pulls his dick.
Exactly,
out.
And he recently hit me up and was like, "Hey, do you want to hang out?" And I was like, "Hey, I'm with someone," and it was like the first time that I like became an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, you switched it on him.
And he was like, "Fuck you! I fucking hate you!"
Really?
Really? He lost it like that?
Yeah, he like did not. He's like, "Lose my fucking number, you fucking bitch!" And I was like,
"I would have been like, it's already lost."
I was like, "All right,
wait,
don't you have like 12 kids?"
17 years, so y'all just fucked on and off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mostly on, yeah.
Mostly on.
While
except he was married
the,
and carried on.
Well, he was only married for 9 months before his wife went to jail, so, you know.
Wow.
No, I'm talking about these are, like, not great people.
Great, nice.
Like, I'm sitting there, like, because I'm like,
yeah.
I almost was like, you celebrate being the side?
Can I tell you, like,
sometimes it's better being a side than a man.
It is better
than being a side. I wasn't, after I think I was 20 years
old.
But
9 months, you was only a side for 9 months. So
well, the thing was, like, for, we
were never
together.
So
it was like 14 years old till 20 years old. And then, like, you know, we were, like, in a real relationship.
How much
older? We were kids. And then after.
How much older is he than you?
He's a year older than me.
Okay.
So when we were together like that was, like, real. And I would, you know, we would fight and break up.
Yeah, right.
And then after I was 20, I was like, this guy, I'm just gonna sleep with it. Like, you can't hurt my feelings anymore.
Right, I'm gonna use that dick for dick.
Okay. Right.
You grew
and
up.
And that's how it was.
Maybe growing up.
And then he would be like, you know, let's try this again. I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's try this again.
No way.
He grew down.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Right. You were a genius not to have a baby by this dude.
Well, I mean, you know, $600 and you don't have to have anyone's
oh,
baby.
You ain't gonna tell me. I've been denying them. I think I still got the abortion record. Yeah. And I'm still.
It's the receipts.
But I've been doing this for. I've been doing this for years.
That's my app. That's my only baby daddy.
Well, he didn't
grow. My jersey's in the Raptors and a fucking abortion.
Well, he didn't grow down. He just didn't grow at all, right?
But apparently,
I mean, I wanted to sound cool.
No, no, I like
yeah.
it. No, I like grow down.
He's
I like
still.
It.
He has a good job and he's broke. Like that's the kind of guy he is. Like he smokes so much weed that he's actually broke from it. Like I don't how. But it's like how do you make? He makes a ton of money. And it's like, how do you? I don't. I mean,
you know
how
what's
much,
bad with
you know what's funny? You know what's really funny?
He's got a lot of kids, but that's only like more recently.
As a dude, if he listens to this, the only thing he's gonna hear is how good his dick is.
Yeah,
yeah. Tore you up, bitch.
It doesn't matter what the rest of the conversation is.
I've been.
We could do another 30 minutes about how much a piece of trash he is.
Nothing else matters.
And every time he hears me talk about him.
Yo, but did you hear her talk about my dick?
Well, that's what he does. I go, yeah, but I said you had a big dick, and he's like, all right, true.
That's all that matters.
I may be broke, but.
Funny.
But he also isn't smart enough to listen to a podcast.
That's funny. He can't figure out his phone. I don't even
he's
know.
He's probably like, I have a flip phone.
Jesus.
His kids probably could.
I've never heard somebody say he's not smart
podcast.
Enough to listen
had
to a podcast.
Herself a cum log.
Oh, it was beautiful. Listen, it was beautiful. It was like I can explain
sit on
it.
Cum log.
I've seen a lot he's since then, right?
Box of rock. He just was fucking him.
Honestly,
but I had girls that I had sex with that I had nothing else
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I get you.
Just fucking.
It was just.
And it was good. And it was nice. We understood it.
Right.
High five. See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
I want high five. High five seems
hold
like
on. Oh God.
Fucks up the sex thing. I don't want to. Somebody tries to high five me.
I mean, the feeling is
right.
like a high
it's
five.
Like,
not
no,
an
no,
actual.
Like we're
I've
both
been
on the
there
same
where somebody's like, yeah, nah.
Really?
During sex?
Yeah, no, after. Like, oh, we just had a good
handshake.
Do you high five after sex?
I say thank you.
I mean, like, it depends on the person, but yes, I'm not going to lie. I'm a high fiver. I'm also like one of these.
No sex related high fives. I'm not comfortable with a sex related high five.
It's a very team sport situation. Once you start throwing a high five, you did good.
Right. I'll slap on the ass, but no high five.
Are you scared to get the high five because you're scared one day you won't get the high five?
No, I just don't like
about a high five.
No, because it's like
it takes the love out of it, the romance?
Yeah, maybe. We did the thing together. We did the thing together. It doesn't. It's not a. It
no,
wasn't
I,
an assist.
Listen,
it was
I gotta tell you, I feel like, you know, any kind of good sex. Like I think, you know, I say thank you, so much for the sex. You know, I mean, I just.
I usually say, "Can you breathe? You breathing? Hey, girl, you still breathing?
I didn't choke you out, right? No, but his penis. Okay. Back to his penis, because I just
go to it.
Yeah.
I feel like when you
I
held it,
my own penis
when you held it in
America.
Your hand, right? Like it was just heavy.
Yeah.
And that's what
had
it was.
Some weight to it.
It had. It was like a good gold chain. Yeah. When you're like, oh, all right.
I think it was maybe a quarter ounce heavy on the backside.
Like it was so beautiful because you know, like dick sizes, like that's. You could have a 7-inch dick, you could have a 9-inch dick, and like maybe I don't even like them because like you gotta it's a lot about shape and
it's shape
feel.
And it's a personal thing, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But this one was like this was the one.
That was the one.
Oh, wow. That was the one. Like, I used to when I was younger, I'd be like, what if we don't get married? And what if I marry someone else? Like I'm definitely going to cheat on my husband with this guy. I mean, there were times where I was dating another guy and I was in bed with him in his house. And I was like, hey, I'll be back in like 2 hours. I just got to go do a thing.
And the thing was the other nigga's
dick. Yeah. And it would be like 6 a.m. and he'd be like, I just got off work. I'll be like, I'll be right there. Yeah, he climbed.
And plus it was like familiar to you as well.
Right.
It was like your first time he took your virginity?
No, I mean, let's not get crazy. Okay. But, you know, it was close to that time.
A smaller dick took your virginity.
Yeah, I mean, his friend
did. Yeah, you got to wedge it in. You got to go small first.
His friend took my virginity.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, hey, you know, you should not be a virgin anymore. Do you want to sleep with this guy? And I was like, oh, not really.
He told you that?
Yeah, yeah, because we were good friends.
White people do things differently.
And then he was there for it, though. Different. He was there.
He watched y'all fuck?
He watched. And the guy...
The guy we're talking about is a white dude?
They're all white.
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone's like, I didn't meet a black person until way after college.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And boy, did
and
she make
I
up for
so
it.
And then I got so excited.
Boy, did she make up for it.
She's like, no, I know your type.
My best friend. Like, yeah.
Why
Italian girls love black dudes so much?
Because we don't have
them.
Swag.
Because we got all this,
no, listen. I got to tell you
this. What are you talking about?
No, because
you know, people would say like, oh, you know, you only date white guys or whatever. And it's like, I don't have anything else available to me. Like, right. I live in a white neighborhood. I go to a white school. Where would you like me to date outside of my race? Right. Like, am I taking the train somewhere? Like, mm-hmm. I don't even think I'm allowed on the subway.
Oh, what?
You know? And then
I think it's worse. No, I think it's worse if you go chase another
but
race.
But that's what I'm saying.
So,
right.
That's
so now, and then I did comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And that opened up a world of dicks
to
you.
It really did. I was like, there
yeah,
are.
It did.
I was like, this is my favorite. Like, this is so many garbage people, all the dick. Like, this is
your home. Welcome yeah, home,
thank
Trey.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I actually haven't fucked that many comics, though.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because
like,
once you fuck one or two, it's like, why would I ever do this
right.
again?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's true. It's
I mean,
true.
If you're
it's
in funny. The business. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
I fucked no one in this room.
It's
isn't
not,
that, like, crazy?
It's not a good idea.
Yeah,
it's not the greatest.
I mean, listen, it is
sometimes
what it is.
Sometimes it's cool.
It's not even
you're
gonna
that. Run into him forever,
it's,
though.
It's
you're
both
like,
not
it.
A good idea, but
it's
also.
Listen, I had sex with comics and non-comics.
Yeah.
Some comics that you have sex with, it's just, it ain't nothing. It's just chill.
Sure, it's like friends.
You can still be chill and probably closer than ever.
Sure. I've had high-five friend sex with a comic, and we're still super cool,
right.
And no one knows, and it's like.
It was Carrot Top, I know.
Well, we know whatever. It wasn't me, because I don't high-five after sex.
You just like to cry.
Y'all got good problems.
No,
never get
but then it's like, no,
sex.
when your boyfriend's a comic, and then you break up.
They fucking parents or some shit.
Yeah, and then you want to blow up the whole city.
Or they want to hang out more. Go get breakfast or some shit.
Now, Nick, you're the only one married at the table.
Yeah, man.
That's right, boy.
Yeah, you guys are all crazy, man. You guys are living this whole life. I'm like, wait a minute.
This motherfucker done put his flag down.
Is this recent?
That man
recent?
Ain't messing
no,
around.
No, I've been a couple years. Yeah. Okay.
Do you cry every morning when you wake up like me?
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do.
You in a relationship, Tracy?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But I'll tell you what, your future husband is going to go back to this archive and be like, see,
I told you!
Evidence that she said she was going to do this.
But you know what, though?
She's going to plan this out.
I've actually moved past it recently.
Oh, wow. Past the dude?
Yeah, because he called me. He wanted to hang out.
Oh,
I was
right.
Like, hey,
there
right.
we go.
She was over.
Yeah, he blocked me.
But all it takes is a rainy Wednesday. You get a flashback in your
no,
head.
No, you know what it is? I'm almost like an adult now. Is,
there
this
we
it,
go.
Like, is that what happened
she
to you?
Yeah, this is what it is.
How old are you?
Let me get this straight, Trace.
I'm almost 37.
So, Tracy, if I can get this straight. Yeah, so you have gotten over the heroin dick with the detox dick.
It's funny that you call it a heroin dick. But anyway.
Because
no.
You was addicted. Huh?
To what the dick did.
What do you
to
mean? Yeah, but.
There you go. You was addicted to what the dick did. Huh? Yeah.
Wait, so you think that like now I'm on like Suboxone dick?
Like so something that
no, I don't think so. Because you know what it is? I used to not have a problem with cheating. I kind of didn't have the morals of
this
it.
This girl is a fucking jackal.
You mean you didn't have a problem with cheating on somebody?
No. Like, okay. For example, I was with this guy for 3 years, right? We lived upstate. We lived right by Levity. And we were in like a very serious relationship. And we broke up. He left me for his secretary. Now, he met me because I was his secretary.
Oh, that's who he fought. You should have said, you ain't getting no more. More female secretaries after me.
So then I should have seen it coming. But the point of this is if you call him right now and say, did Tracy ever cheat on you? He would swear on his mother that I never did.
But you did.
But I cannot tell you how many guys I cheated on him with because I can't remember.
It was that
many?
Oh my
God. Yeah.
What? It's hysterical.
Yeah. But I didn't care. I just didn't care. And now, like, now that I'm in a real adult relationship, like, I thought I was an adult at that point.
Why did you think you were? Wait, hold on.
You a goddamn nymphomaniac. Because you guys, I watched Nymphomaniac Volume 1 on Netflix.
Did you see
that? You and that bitch got the same problem.
Oh, my God.
She cheated on that nigga with everybody.
Really?
I think that he hurt me so bad when he left me for his secretary that I was like, oh, people have feelings. That's the weirdest shit to me. And now it's like, now I'm like, oh, it hurts your feelings when somebody cheats on you.
Wait, so you wasn't aware of that when you were first cheating?
I don't think so.
Tracy, you just caught up in your own shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, dick is delicious.
Do you have sisters or brothers?
I have a brother.
That's what it is. She got boy in us. She's one of us.
Yeah. And then now, I've never cheated on my boyfriend.
What, the one now?
Yeah.
I don't buy that, nigga. You lying to him.
She's being recorded.
Bring them lies in here.
No, I'm telling you.
Bring them lies in here.
The greatest part is he'll never listen to anything I do because he doesn't support me. So I would say
that's
it
the one you don't cheat on, the nigga who don't support you.
But no, that's the lie. She needed that motherfucker. No. Just like, all right, go ahead.
I just don't. You know what it is? I think that my libido has dropped as I got older.
Okay, that's fair.
And I think that I'm just like not interested. Like for me to have sex with someone, it's like I can't just be like, oh, he's cute.
Okay.
I have to have like some weird connection with you, which is like, ugh.
There you go. Yeah. Growing up.
Yeah.
The pussy's growing up.
Derek, I need to spend more time with you.
Hey, welcome back to Dan Grown Pussy.
Right.
Sounds like the pussy is mature.
So that's where I am now. So now I'm like a real adult.
Okay, but how do you know these tendencies won't pop back up? Because sometimes
I hope they do.
You think you go two steps in life, but you go one step back sometimes.
Honestly, I hope they do.
And when you're good at something, you tend to keep doing it.
Yeah, I hope they come back. I'm ready for it.
Oh, wow.
You want the feeling?
I want it back. I want to feel like
libido back.
I used to like want to conquer things, right?
Yeah.
I used to be at work and be like,
she would have killed.
Yeah, I used to be like, I'm gonna fuck that IT guy. He's not the best looking,
but I'm gonna get him.
But in the lands of the blind, the man with one eye is king.
That's right.
And at work, the IT guy is the hottest guy, right? So it's like, I used to try to do that, and now I'm like, I don't like anyone. Like, what would they even bring to my life? And I want to grow out of that and feel like maybe like a tingle in my vagina again. Wow.
The old IT fantasy. Fix my computer.
How long have you been with your guy?
We've been together for 3 years.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you grew up. It sounds like you just like you're dead inside.
No,
yeah.
I think that I am dead inside.
This is Nympho Volume. Watch that movie, yo.
Isn't it dead inside?
Well, they say that women peak sexually at 35, and I'm exactly 35, and I'm waiting.
Every statistic I've ever heard is whatever age. 16. The person is that they're standing in the room.
Let me tell you, my sweet 16, like everyone I fucked was there. It was so fun.
Sweet 16? How many people you fucked at 16?
Yeah, everyone. Everyone. Okay.
To your room, young lady. You're grounded.
I peaked at 16. I kind of like went across till I was like 20, and then it like dwindled.
Now, were you having sex with older guys when you were 16?
Of course I was.
How much older bitch?
They'd
your
be
uncle?
In jail. They'd be in jail.
They'd be in jail now?
100%. I think that, okay, the sickest, most disgusting part about me.
Okay,
Derek,
talk slow
so
and in
sorry.
French.
Derek looks so upset.
Derek loves
he's excited.
Derek's got
so
a happy face.
I think that when I first started being sexually active, I think the thing that I always
13.
Wanted was... 14.
14.
That's good. That's around.
14,
I
Dan.
Understand.
I wasn't a whore.
My bad.
I felt like, oh my God, I can't wait till like I'm old enough to fuck like a man.
Right.
And
to fuck like a man?
No, to fuck a man. Like to fuck like a full grown man. Because like all these boys are fine and all, but it's like.
You need some grown.
That's weird. Yeah, I get it. That's so weird.
And I started dating sanitation workers.
For girls, it's not. Girls are like maturity.
No, but she said full grown man.
No, no, full grown man.
Full grown horse.
Like when I was. I started dating sanitation workers, plumbers, like union workers. When I was like 16, I was dating.
Everybody in the local of the union, local 787.
So this is all Italian dudes.
I was dating.
Dirtbags.
Yeah.
She was trying to renovate a house.
She's getting the team ready at least.
And the most fucked up thing is I did my kitchen recently and I couldn't even find anyone that had a license. When I was 16, I was dating this guy for a little while.
How old was he?
He was 23. He was a plumber.
Your parents were where? Your father was around?
My father was around, and I don't know if he realized how old he was, but I remember my father was a carpenter in the projects, and like, you know, he would talk to the plumber guy about like work stuff, about the shop and the tools. And, like,
okay.
But I don't think like anyone realized like what I was really doing. I think that I was actually like a mastermind.
So you was hiding your relationship with him?
No, I wasn't hiding my relationship.
No, there's a lot of denial in the Italian community with parents about sex and their daughters.
Right, like
I haven't seen it anywhere else. Only Italian community.
No, explain it. What do you mean?
Somebody, okay. I was dating somebody. We were like late 20s. She still lived at home because that's part of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would stay over, and for sure the parents thought we weren't fucking. For sure.
Really?
And I don't come off as a dude who doesn't fuck. So like for that to even be a thing is crazy.
A weasel.
It's crazy.
Like,
I look like somebody who fucks.
No, you look wholesome. Like you I would bring you to my parents. Yeah, and
turn
they would
my
be
whole
like,
image
oh,
around.
They're going to be like, oh, he's so cute. Like,
Dan, if I brought you home, my mom would let you sleep in my bed.
It's his haircut.
Dusty ass beard.
It's the haircut.
She'd be like, he's not going to fuck. She's not going to fuck.
It's the part.
All right.
They believed in him.
Definitely at the time.
It's definitely an Italian thing because it's like when I would, like, I'd be like, oh, I'm dating a plumber. And my mom would be like, oh, that's nice, a plumber. And it's like, okay, also I'm like 16.
Right.
Yeah, and then
but
I
she would just hear me in his truck, and say, yes.
Right, and then I started working in the music industry, and I started dating like the older guys in the bands.
Bitch, who? The OJs? How many old niggas you been fucking?
I was working for the Rolling Stones. No.
She fucked 3 in 5 Temptations.
Pussy doesn't sing Capitol Records.
No, it was exciting to me. Like I remember, like I would work on gigs, and I wouldn't be able to get into the bars that I was working. Like I would be working in a club, and they wouldn't let me in because I didn't have my ID.
Right.
Because I was underage, but I was working for the bands, and they would bring me in, and it was like the guys were
Tracy,
much
Jenny
older.
She was hanging around a different age of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was.
That she shouldn't have been around yet.
Exactly, and I sometimes
you,
wonder.
My
like,
grandmother would say you were smelling yourself.
Wow.
She thinks she was grown.
Yeah, I did. I
thought you were grown.
Smelling your own piss.
If I had a daughter like me, I would just murder her. I would just kill her.
See, that is a total chick thing, though, because guys, when we're like hanging out with older chicks, it's not like, oh, they're gonna look for
yeah.
You
no
know,
one's worried about
trying
that.
To like
nobody
find
cares.
Some 3'10" like, hey, I want this young man right here. I'm gonna, make him. You know,
there's only a couple of women like that.
You know,
you gotta really find them.
Like I remember, I think I was like 19, and this guy that I was sleeping with was like 37.
Nigga.
And then, you know, like one of my friend's dads, and then.
It was one of your friends' dads?
No, also, that was separate. And then, like, also his
and
uncle.
One of your
and then
friends'
his
dads.
Uncle, same guy's uncle. And then he was like, wait a minute.
Who said that? Your father?
No. My father's dad, thank
God.
Oh,
God, she said.
Thank God. I mean, he would not be happy
so
about this.
So the dude.
Wait, let me ask this. Where does it come from culturally where people are cool fucking? I don't want to fuck anybody associated with anybody else. So,
really? Yeah, but that's you're older now.
No, but no. Even
always?
Even beginning, yeah. It's
I don't know.
That,
I mean, you're
that's
very secretive. I wasn't the same person. Like I used to work in this place, and then you know my friend's dad owned it, and then you know we might have hung out a little bit too late one night, and then I hung out with his uncle a little bit, and then when he got old enough, we hung out.
Did they talk to each other?
So this is what happened. So the last time I fucked the son, who was in his 20s at the time,
you fucked the son.
There's a pizzeria by my house that everyone loves.
Okay.
And he came home with a box from
the
pizzeria.
At the pizzeria. Of course
yeah, he came home with a box from the pizzeria. So his father called me and was like, why did my son just come home with this pizza box? And I go, I don't know. I mean, why don't you ask your son? Maybe he was hungry for pizza.
Right.
And he goes, the pizzeria is on your corner, Tracy. We don't live near you. Why? I'm going to ask you one more time. Why?
You had sex with the father already?
The father and the uncle.
God
and they're
damn.
All they're all married though.
Okay, hold on.
No, no one's married.
Hold on.
Everybody's
on.
Single.
Okay. Hold on.
So now
hold
they're
on.
Mad.
So first
hold
it was
on.
The uncle.
First you had sex with the uncle.
Right. So the kid was young. The kid was little a long time ago.
First you had sex with the uncle.
Right.
Then you had sex with the father.
Yes.
So
and
that's
then
the, no,
then
that's
the son
brother.
Came of age.
Came over and you fucked him and came back with a pizza box.
He came back. He
and the father was calling you out for it.
And he's like, excuse me, why did my son just come home with this pizza box? And I'm like, maybe he likes the pizza there. And he's like,
you was lying.
He's like, I swear to God, Tracy, I'm going to fucking kill you. So the kid goes home and he tells his uncle, he's like, is Tracy poor? Uh-huh. And he goes, why would you ask me that? And he goes, well, now I had just moved to my new place and I had a tube TV. Uh-huh. And he's like, you know, I went there and she had a tube TV and I think she might be poor. And he's like, she's not poor. She just moved. Like, you know, she's going to get new TVs. And he bought me 2 TVs.
Who, the son?
The uncle.
The uncle.
Right after the
conversation.
Real one.
Yeah, he's like my nephew. He's like, my nephew thought you were poor. And I was like, I just moved. Like, my tube TV still worked.
No, but that's ego. That's ego. He was like, if I'm going to come over here and fuck, I can't be fucking some poor bitch.
Right.
I can't.
So then, I mean, listen, we're all
also
very
holding
good
me down at the end of the day because I still benefited from this TV.
So it's fine. I still have two TVs.
So, okay, so it, so two. we're mislabeled. So it's guy and then his brother and then the brother's son.
No.
Who's uncle?
The uncle is his nephew. The uncle's the father's nephew.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a family tree.
So okay, so first it was this one guy.
Right.
Then it was his uncle.
His uncle.
Right.
So you went up from that nigga.
Jesus Christ. Uncle.
So it's like, you got your grandfather around here? Where your grandfather? Your grandfather wants some pussy?
So it's three generations.
Right, so when I was... Wow. When
so it's
the
like
levels.
40, 30, and 20.
That's three generations.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's crazy. That's exactly what it was. Crazy. Yeah. Wow. It was 30, 40,
30,
40
and
20.
And this is why the fantasy for dudes, the mother and daughter thing, that's wild because we can't do that.
Well,
the fact that girls don't understand about that. But like,
speak for yourself.
The fact that we get, the fact that you could do that so easily is why dudes have this weird fantasy because it's not that easy.
You know, it was
an accomplishment.
It was fun, though, but also,
I'll
tell you this. So the son was great. He was fantastic, right? Really good-looking guy. But
the uncle was the best sex?
No, I think the son was.
The son was?
Yeah, he was great. Young, okay. You know.
Who had a better
finger game?
He
had a lot to prove.
Okay, so the father ate a box like a pro.
There we go. Father going to eat that box.
So then the son ate a box like a pro, and I was like, oh, it's just like his dad. But
Italians.
His dad's
Italians,
dick was kind of
sure.
weak, right? So I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, oh, I hope he has his mom's dick, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. So
it's weird so when you're going to go through the whole different generations like this. That generation, the father, he ate good box. The son, good box.
Like,
dude.
I mean, but these guys were dedicated. This was like...
Oh, that's how you're supposed to eat box.
I know, but it's not always happening.
This is the Italian. This is the Italian thing.
Yes.
But when you're a man of a certain age, you get down there and you eat that box.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with age. I think it has to do with...
It does. You're wrong.
No, absolutely not. I think it has to do with who you are as a person.
That too.
Like, if you're a good, beautiful person, then you eat a box. Like, it's your job. And if not...
Okay, wait. So let's go back to the race thing. Do you think it has to do with the Italian thing? It's like, it's the come in my house, they give you food, do the thing,
no,
the Italians...
No, because listen, I'm going to tell you something. Italian, I've had Italian guys that were fucking awful. I've had ones that... Like, just in bed, just, like, awful at everything. I mean, I had this one guy that was so good-looking that you would have been like, he's a model. He's 100% a model. And he was so bad at everything he did. He had a tiny little dick. Mm. He would finger me. I feel like I was, like, bleeding from the inside.
Wasn't that rough?
He was just bad at it. Yeah. It was, like, pokey, you know?
Yeah, but this is one dude.
I had this one guy.
So we remove him from the Italian heritage.
No,
let's get him an ancestry test.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't go, like, I started off Italian. I went a little Spanish because you got to transition, right? And then you go black.
That's literally how the club scene goes in New York City. It starts white and then it goes Spanish and then it goes black. Somebody gets shot and they close the club.
Wow, that was racist. You
tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well,
how Limelight closed. It was embezzlement.
You trying to string me into whatever the fuck you just said?
I'm trying to string you into this white
one. You better not. You better keep that freaking shit over there.
I think that everything that you do cannot be. Like, honestly, I feel like I've sampled enough to know. Yeah. Okay. Like, to know that, like, I can honestly tell you that size. Yeah, I mean, sometimes
size
black guys.
Size matters, but
listen,
it's not the end
all. No. Size matters all the way. That's not what I'm saying.
Not the end. No, size don't matter. It's not the end all, I said.
It's the end all.
No, she's saying the opposite.
You're going
to
have the dick this big.
No, she's saying size is not race related.
It's not race related.
Oh, yeah.
It's not race related.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Listen, I had two brothers.
I watched enough porn to know all dicks come in all sizes.
I had one brother, he was tall. Other brother was short, and I was like, definitely this one's
not your brother's, right? We're talking about somebody else.
Someone else's brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't fuck my brother anymore. Oh. he doesn't like my attitude.
Finally. He's like, no pussy's worth this.
Fuck that. She's going to tell mom all the time. And I thought that, you know, like the little guy was going to, and it was quite the opposite.
I'm like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, you would think, but you know, there's really like almost no, like, but I'll tell you this. I feel like I could feel a vibe.
Yeah,
like the big dick energy is real.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
No, it really is. Like, I'm not, because, like, for you, like, your tallest was 6'5".
Yeah.
Mine was 6'10".
Ooh.
Damn.
Like,
and what was that penis like?
mind you, it, I've had like, because I
show me with your preferable.
I'm not gonna lie, like I'm preferable to athletes.
Okay,
right. But just athletes only because I care about my body and I like work hard.
I care about your body too,
right? Like you're working hard, girls working hard, and so like for me, like I tend to deal with athletes, but I can't lie, guys that are 6'10" specifically though,
right?
Because like if I'm talking to basketball players, I will choose a guy that's 6'10".
Right.
Over the point guard.
Okay.
The star of the team. Okay. I'm not choosing him.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because guys that are 6'10" are nice.
I'll give you that.
They're nice, and not only that, they have big dick energy because they have giant dicks. Because they're huge.
Okay, yeah. That was all I needed to know. I didn't really care about the nice.
She got to that nice dick part.
Oh, no. Like, I'm listening. But they have that big dick energy that, like, comes off like, oh, like, I'll scoop you up and take care of you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's yeah.
But don't worry. But also, I will kill him in the NBA. So it's fine.
Yeah, I need a guy that looks like he's going to murder me.
Oh, no. That's exactly how they look. So they're literally looking at you. Yeah. And I'm just like,
look at me like you're going to kill me.
Kill me. It's fine. It's fine.
See, that's the thing. Like, Dan, honestly,
make me
very handsome. Like, super handsome, right?
Yeah, I don't.
You are. You're like so fucking hot.
I don't want people to think I'm going to kill them. Yeah, I don't want that.
I want that. I'm going to tear it up. Not kill him.
Yeah, like, Sherrod's going to kill me. He's probably going to kill me.
I'm going to bury my head in your puss. I'll see you in 2-3 days.
Right. You don't look threatening to me. So I'm not like totally. Yeah.
Right. I see what you're doing. You're like a nice threat.
Yeah. I don't want to be threatening.
No, I like a good threat. Yeah, yeah, right?
Just a little
make
danger.
Make me wonder if I'm going to come out of this alive.
Like, yeah. You know, a little action.
I got no interest in being that at all.
What?
I don't. No, you're not going to kill me either.
No, Derek is going to kill somebody. Are you nuts?
He doesn't come up. He doesn't. No, you know him, so you know he will. But he doesn't seem threatening.
He's going to snap and lose it. I tell him to go all the time.
You don't have.
Beard makes him look friendly.
100%.
No, I don't think you have angry energy, though.
But no, he don't have angry energy, but when he snaps, if somebody like piss him off or says
I'm
stupid,
I'm talking about. For sure. But I'm talking about like. Yeah. You are going like your power is so aggressive. Much inside of your body that you're gonna choke me too hard.
Oh no!
And
no,
I'm gonna die.
I might pass out a little bit, but I'm coming back.
Right,
I'm coming back. Get the smelling salts. It's fine. Like
we're on the same page on that one.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's good for you ladies. It's
fun. Looks scarier.
This is a
rough yourself up.
I'm not into it. I'm not into it.
We gotta wrap it up. It's time.
All right,
it's past time. Let's do some pluggy plug plugs, Daniel. Plug your plug.
Skinny bar every Tuesday, Lower East Side. 10 o'clock show. Everybody who's a comedian on the show is welcome to come pop
Thank
on.
You.
It's a workout room. Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour, Porn Stars Are People podcast. Dan Frigolette.
Amazing.
Got to give him a chance now. Got to give Porn Stars a chance like the rest of us.
Yeah, I do.
Derek.
The illustrious Derek A. It's good to see everyone. I know you're hearing this right now.
Happy
birthday,
Tim.
I have a podcast called No Need for Apologies with the great Monroe Martin. Just listen to that.
Yes.
When's this come out?
This come out in the morning.
Okay. If you're in Boston on Saturday, I'm doing a one night only over at Laugh Boston. Doing two shows.
Yes, that's a good.
It's going to be a fun time. I'm doing a nice little chunky 45 to an hour, stretching the cookie. Going to make some jokey jokes.
Stretch it out, goddamn.
And And look out for the new season of Will and Grace. I'm on episode 2.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, indeed. So therefore, yes, indeed. You always kill on there.
My mom loves watching him on Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah, he kills on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last OG.
He's Will's new lover, right? Is that how that's playing out?
There you go. Get it going. Nah, I might as well be a goddamn superhero. I'm a black straight boss that tells Jack what to do.
Yeah.
So therefore, yeah, I did it.
So it's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
You're straight and a boss on this character. Beep, 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 farts.
Bam! Huh? Yeah, I'm okay, but that's me. That's me. All
Go
right.
Go ahead, Pumpkin. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm Jalen, and I guess you can add me on Instagram.
Yes.
What's Instagram? Real Jalen. So it's @3H_ Real Jalen _. I know it got real complicated. Jalen is spelled J-A-I-L-Y-N.
Yeah.
Yes, named after Jalen Rose, the basketball player.
Yes.
You know, Fab Five. But I'd like to shout out, like, you know, Melba's
in
Harlem.
Jalen listens to the show. All the NBA niggas listen to the show. Yes.
They all at the great boy, if y'all still fucking with me. At the great boy, it's just a regular ass G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y.
Here we go, the great boy.
Great boy, that's what it was. No underscores, none of that, all the goofy shit. All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Yes.
Nicky Nat.
Hey, what's up? Nick Novicki. You can follow me at Nick Novicki, NICNOVICKI.
Yes, sir.
Doing a show tonight, but you won't know about because this is tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
But follow me. I'm doing shows all the time in New York and LA.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, Nick. I miss you.
Awesome.
T. Nicky.
So I have a live podcast, Teen Mom Trash Talk, live at Caroline's on Broadway, October 19th, Saturday at 3 o'clock. Tickets at carolines.com. Also, you can follow me at Trixie2Zini, T-R-I-X-I-E-T-U-Z-Z-I-N-I on Instagram and Twitter. And you can check out my upcoming tour dates at TracyCarnazzo.com. I run a monthly show at QED in Astoria, Queens every fourth Saturday of the month called Hashtag Comedy.
I'm going to come check that out.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to have you on.
Definitely, I'm coming through.
That would be amazing.
Thank you guys for coming on the show. It's been an amazing
show. Thanks for having me.
Check Comedy Central on 11 p.m. this Friday, this week at the Comedy Cellar. I'll be on that Jump at Jump.
Well, and then Sherrod's back on the box.
Max, this is the second week I did it this season. It's third. Oh,
okay, I saw you.
I
got to
go in
there
and clean it up, you know, clean it up for niggas. All
right.
Make a Venmo commercial.
Too soon.
Then I'm doing an hour Comedy Cellar. August 3rd, get the tickets, comedyseller.com. Then I got the birthday show, me and Pete Lee, Monday, August 12th. Get your tickets for that. We got everybody on there from Michelle Wolf to Tal, David Tell, and Leslie Jones, and somebody else.
Tracy Carnazzo.
It's going to be a banging show. That's Monday, August 12th, 8 p.m., comedyseller.com. And then Race Wars, baby. We're doing Race Wars live in Vegas.
Ooh.
August 25th to September 1st at the Rio.
That's
get
fly.
Your tickets. We got 14 stand-up shows, me and Kurt. And then we're going to do about 5 episodes of Race Wars. August 25th to September 1st.
Go ahead, show off.
Go to smallworldcomedy.com. Get your tickets over comedyseller.com. Y'all had fun?
You're going to live in Vegas from August to October.
No, that's September. It's only a week, but 14 shows in a week.
Damn.
I pumps it out. You know, these jokes don't tell themselves. Thanks for coming, babies.
Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah.